I was just about to start speaking, he's sort of arrived and you'll start speaking, but just until he walks in, everyone say anything from the floor. You invited for a split. See this gentleman down here, John Smith. Was it John Hepsey? I'm not sure if he's about to walk in or not. Anybody got anything they want to chip in for a few minutes?
We might.
Oh, yeah,
we
had 5 minutes of GC.
Derek.
Looks like that mic's got a long lead on it. Yeah. Would it be possible to unravel it and take it around the hall?
It's just come a long way. In fact, there's a book available at the back, Mr. Nice, and most of you have probably seen it or read about it. Sometime in the 1970s, this guy who was born in Wales and had won a scholarship to Oxford University, in the 60s, he came across cannabis as part of his education. And he started his own little research project into the world of cannabis and drugs, which took him to countries all around the world, shipping tons around. You know, anybody who smoked in the 70s probably smoked something that Howard Marks brought into the country. If Howard Marks didn't bring it into the country, Mr. Nice brought it into the country, or one of his other aliases.
Very nice it was.
One thing, I'm looking around, I'm not so sure if there's anybody from the secret police here, MI5, MI6, you know, any undercover officers. But there is one about to walk in the door. This is an ex-undercover secret agent. He worked for MI6. After he worked for MI6, at some stage, he got in a car and came to Norwich, of all places, bought another identity from a man who passed away now. His name was Donald Nice, and he adopted the identity of Donald Nice and became Donald Nice. So the whole sort of story of Mr. Nice in the book, it really starts with him driving up to Norwich, you know, to get his passport. He came up to Norwich again in 1997 to stand as our candidate. And something which doesn't happen so much nowadays, but used to happen 100 years or so ago, candidates could stand in more than one constituency. And one of them, William Pitts, the younger or the older one of them, he used to do that. So if you didn't get elected in one place, you might get elected somewhere else. If you got elected in both places, you could easily, you know, stand down. Howard agreed that he would stand on the single issue of legalising cannabis. And he stood in Norwich North, and he stood in Norwich South, and he stood in Southampton, and he stood in Neath. And I think that was a sort of real start of the active political campaign, when we started to realise that it is no good just writing letters to your MPs. You know, I wrote to my MP, I asked him about a book called The Report of the FCPA. Now this book, it's examined all the official scientific evidence from around the world. It's looked at evidence that in 1986, the DEA in America appointed their own administrative judge to look at the cannabis question and decide, you know, was it suitable for medicine? Was it any good as a medicine? Was it harmful? His conclusions were published in 1988, and it basically says that cannabis isn't harmful at all. In fact, it's a lot safer than almost all other vegetables, all other medicines, and in fact, it is a lot safer than most vegetables that we eat every day. The DEA, the American government, decided for what their own reasons that this report wasn't really valid, so they didn't publish it. This has been the history over the last 100 years or so. There's been reports from Greece, from Costa Rica, from Jamaica. There's been tests on driving skills under the influence of cannabis conducted in Holland by the American traffic people. There's been stuff going on, reports coming out of Greece, out of India. You know, all over the world, the evidence has always been the same. And cannabis is, to quote Lester Grinspoon, who is a professor from Harvard University and an expert on cannabis, cannabis is remarkably safe. This is what the FCDA report is about. I wrote to the MP. Does the government acknowledge that the FCDA report is accurate? I got an answer back. Having written to the Home Office says that the WHO report says that cannabis might cause this illness, might cause you to forget what you're saying, it might cause you to go bald, it might cause you to become infertile, it might cause you to have more babies. You know, all this stuff. What they didn't tell me, which I discovered about 2 weeks ago, was in one section in this WHO report, it says, because everything's based on experiments with mice and rats and monkeys in the laboratory using chemical THC, it's not reliable at all. It's completely worthless. That was a response from the government. I didn't ask them about the WHO report. I asked them about the FCDA report. We realised there wasn't any point. We had to not ignore them, keep pressurising them, keep writing and telling them your opinion, but we can't leave it up to the politicians as it stands to change the law, because they think if they advocate legalising cannabis, they're going to lose votes. And we proved them wrong with our marks, and we proved them wrong since. And hopefully, I don't know what Howard's plans are, but hopefully one day we'll stand again. So...